Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney,
but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Now it's time for our interview with Chris Dennert. He's the guy who turned a baseball bat into a $52 million mug, literally. From dugout mugs to big golf and his continuing empire, Dennert has built businesses that have been featured on Forbes, the Inc. 5000, and national TV, all the while proving that you don't need a fancy MBA to dominate e-commerce. So welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you.
How did you get into the business of making mugs out of baseball bats?
Understanding what my superpower is, and that is helping people do what they're doing better than they're doing it. And Randall Thompson, a buddy of mine, he's actually the one that invented the mug. And he came to me with the idea. And so Dugout's my ninth company, and I've had several different things along the way. But the reality is I understand how to communicate with people. And it's in its purest sense, like what do? I communicate with people extremely well. And I am a master of networking, sales, marketing, branding. So really when anything comes to my desk, I put it through a certain set of criteria. And if it meets these criteria, it's a project that I'll take on a lot of times from a consulting standpoint. But all the consulting really ever was and is an opportunity to vet out projects. Do I like the owner-operator? Is it fun? Can I play with my friends? Can I leverage my network? Does it take time away from my family? Would my kids be proud of me? You know, like these are the criteria that I go through. And it's never really ever revolves around money. You know, I always say chase the happy, not the money. And you'll usually walk away with both. You know,
that's
and
cool.
I think that's kind of how I came to be with Dugout Mugs. Randall had a cool idea, brought it to me, 70,000 in sales. And, you know, I said, hey, look, man, you know, let's take this thing for a ride. And that's what we did. And doubled year over year. We're the fastest growing licensee in Major League Baseball for a couple decades. And at this point, we're $55 million in sales. We're in every state, every stadium. Every mug behind me is autographed by a person I've worked with, from Rod Carew and Pete Rose and Nolan Ryan and Ken Griffey Jr. And yeah, it's pretty wild the things I get to do and call it a job. And then I look for synergy, and Big Golf came along, same opportunity. I took 60% of the company just to be involved, and I brought it under the same roof as I have with Dugout. I had a near-death experience when my daughter was born 10 years ago. And when I came out the other side of it, there were a few commitments I made, and one of them is being unapologetically authentic. So like what you get right here is who you're going to see in the street, who you're going to see on a stage, who you're going to see at a mastermind. I don't change really for anybody. It's very refreshing. The other is to operate in alignment with some of those criteria, some of the goals that I was telling you about there. So when things come across my path, it's either who I am and which direction I'm going, or it isn't. So I do, you know, I have a company around beer and baseball and golf and cigars and business and consulting. And again, I think everybody's success journey is unique. You measure your success with somebody else's ruler. I don't think that's smart. I think, you know, more reflection on what's a success to you, and then kind of build that lifestyle by design. And I think that's what I did. And again, I chased the happy and the fun and not the money with Dugout. And we ended up with both, and the proof's in the pudding.
Now, I want to go back to a couple things you said. One, you licensed all of this copyright and trademark material from the baseball league, right? So that's part of your success, because if people try to just take that and steal it, how can they get very
far? Well, that's not a good idea. Listeners, if you're thinking about trying to rip off Major League Baseball,
football or anybody,
don't do it.
So that's
the licensing side. Yeah. I think, I mean, I have a large intellectual property portfolio, you know. We have patents on several of our products. We have trademark. We actually have trade dress. So we're strong. But I mean, you know, you guys are in IP, right? So what I always found, and I had this conversation early on with Randall. Now, intellectual property can, I believe, especially with like design patents and things like that, it's only can go so far. People can work around and things. So I had the whole mentality of, do we want to play to win or do we want to play to not lose? And I feel like a lot of that is defense, whereas offense will beat defense in most cases. And that's what we decided to do. Like, we went hard in the paint. We went offense hard, and we hit the market and the speed to market principle, and we just didn't let up for years.
I'm hearing this more and more. I didn't hear this like a year ago, but with all the authenticity and everything coming up now, I hear it all the time now. It's know your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? And that tides you through the bad times. It helps you in the good times. And what is your core why? I think it's to have fun and take care of your family.
I think one of the biggest lies that people tell themselves and everybody else is that they're doing it for their family. When the reality is, if you ask your kids what they really want or your spouse what they really want, they want you there. They don't want you traveling 150 days a year, missing the dances, missing the recitals, missing the things, right? So I have a pretty core belief that I don't really believe in work-life balance either. Sometimes you're working. It's all life. You know, sometimes you're working, sometimes you're not. You know, and if you do it right, and which is what I tried to focus on, is it's blurry. What I'd like to do and what I have to do and what I get to do are just kind of all jumbled together in this giant bucket that I get to live in. Very sort of specifically, my why is to live an experiential life, because at the end of it, that's all you really have is a story that you built.
Our guest today is Chris Denhert, a serial entrepreneur and e-commerce expert, founder of Dugout Mugs, Big Golf, and the Denhert Media Group. So, Chris, what part of your identity do people most misunderstand about you?
I think the authenticity. They assume it's probably a bits of it are a facade, but I think that's because it's so rare that somebody says what they think and does what they say and shows up consistent every single time. So again, I'm pretty good at breaking down walls with people pretty quickly, but there's always going to be those who have been jaded, who have been manipulated and things like that. So they have a little bit more of the reservations, but that's what consistency does. I mean, that's the water through the rock turns into a river. You know, it just, I wear them out because I show up the same way every single time. I think that's probably one of the things that people misunderstand, or I'm very direct. Because why not, you know, just get to the point and let's address it or not, you know.
We're here with Ken Denhert from DugoutMugs.com and also BigGolf.com and also DenhertMediaGroup.com. We have to take a commercial break right now. Stay tuned. We have intellectual property news and secrets of the entrepreneurial mind coming up. And don't forget to experience more of Passage to Profit by subscribing to us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube, or by subscribing to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show on any of these platforms. We'll be back right after this.
Attention investors. This is a simple commercial on the investment value of gold. Gold continues to make new highs. In good markets and in bad markets, you need to have your portfolio balanced with gold. Learn about owning physical gold or getting a gold-backed IRA. Make this simple call right now.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold. We're offering a 100% risk-free gold guide. Gold continues to make new highs. And unlike stocks, gold has never been worth zero. You owe it to your nest egg and future to own some physical gold or set up a gold-backed IRA. Call right now for your free report.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Sponsored by Reagan Gold.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number.
800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. 800-577-4742. That's 800-577-4742.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Chris Denner, who has built many very successful companies and right now is the CEO of Dugout Mugs. Well, he calls himself the cleanup hitter, but nobody really believes that. And we've been talking about what's important to him and what's important for success. And now we want to get into something really fun. We want to hear his stories. So, Chris, tell us a really cool story.
There's a lot of them. I would start with probably one of the coolest collaborations that we had an opportunity to do. It's right here over my shoulder right there. So my buddy wrote the movie The Sandlot. His name's David Mickey Evans. And David and I connected and we decided to collaborate not only on a Legends Never Die mug, which is a full wrap of all the boys on the Sandlot, the famous photo from the movie. And the day we spent with David was pretty incredible. It was at a beach bar, no shoes on, just hanging out, having some cocktails and talking about the movie. And we brought in the audiovisual team to create some really cool content. And our relationship just developed from there. And we have a hat now, a Legends Never Die hat that has the photo printed underneath the bill. And it's all exclusive to Dugout, right? So we get to do some cool projects like that. And I always enjoy going cool places and doing fun things with awesome people, right? I think anybody could probably relate to that. So our mugs are used all the time for corporate gifting, big companies, you know, Capital One and T-Mobile and Hard Rock and Coke, Pepsi, Budweiser. They all buy our mugs and they gift them out as corporate gifting. Also, we do a lot of charity stuff with our Cheers to Charity program. And Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, famous Yankee, famous Oakland Athletic, has us at all of his events. And this past year, I remember my wife and I were there. And at one point, it was me and her and Dave Chappelle and Barry Bonds just standing here hanging out. And then I go inside to eat and I'm sitting with Ozzie Smith, Mike Schmidt, and Andre Dawson, three Hall of Famers, sitting there. We're talking about it and they were arguing over who had a Dugout mug first. And then the next morning I was golfing. I get to golf from the event and I sat down. It was just me and Emmett Smith at breakfast. And then Tim Tebow walks over with Urban Meyer and they asked if they can sit with us. And I'm like, yeah, Mr. Tebow, you can sit with us. No problem. And then Urban grabbed my mug and said, Tim, have you seen these? He's like, oh yeah, that's Chris. He's from Florida. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And then John Smoltz is next to me. And then Barry Bonds is on the other side. And I'm just sitting here eating breakfast, like, just talk. I mean, it's things like that, just to have those experiences and to have those conversations and be in a room that I belong in. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of belief that comes with that. I vividly believe that I belong in every single room I'm in every conversation I'm in, I belong there, you know? And when you carry yourself that way, it's amazing how the process of the just manifestation and things that happens in my life. It's awesome. A lot of blessings land on my lap.
Chris Denhert, serial entrepreneur and e-commerce expert, founder of Dugout Mugs, Big Golf, and the Denhert Media Group. Where can people get in touch with you?
Dugoutmugs.com and biggolf.com. One of the things I'm proudest of is the 60,000 five-star reviews we have online. I think that speaks volumes. We don't have to sell ourselves anymore. Everybody's doing it for us, I feel like. And yeah, they're really cool. Really cool.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for
absolutely
your insights.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States.
We'd like to do a shout out to our affiliate, WBCH, 1220 AM in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Michigan.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.